Gary, after all those years that you were an assistant, you come out here to what we call Dove Valley. A little different this time around.
Well, I mean, to me, it hasn't changed. They've been great. I mean, they were great when I was here before, and obviously, I mean, you walk out here this morning and see the support that this organization has, this football team has. It's, you know, it's outstanding. So it's great to see them. They get the players going. It's great for the coaches. So looking forward to them being a part of our camp.
Assessment of first practice.
You know, I thought our guys came back good. That's the biggest thing you're looking at as a coach, watching them work, you know, how they held up physically. We went for about an hour and 40 minutes, and then we backed off and walked through for about a half hour. So I like the way we came back, and good frame of mind. One thing about football, once you get going, you know, get started real quick, it doesn't take long to realize, you know, you're back in the battle at camp and stuff, and I think we just need to settle down and have a good camp.
I realize you weren't here last year, Gary, but no fans this time around. That energy that they provide.
Yeah, they really do, and I think especially, you know, 4 or 5 days down the road when the grind really starts to hit these players, it's awesome to walk out here and see that, because it really picks you up each and every day, and it's great access for the fans to be this close to these guys. A lot of people can't get that close to them. It gives everybody a chance to do that on a regular basis. Malik, strained calf as far as I know right now. I don't know. I wasn't over at that drill, but I'll have to go in and take a look. Malik and then Connor Raines has a foot, so those are two guys coming out of today's practice. We'll have to go take a look.
Gary, there's been a lot of comparisons, you know, with you coaching Elway back in the 90s and now coaching Manning for the end of their careers. How much of the, you know, that adjustment to more of a running game is managing ego or coaching, you know, that aspect of it?
No, you know, for me as a coach, man, you love that. You know, it's interesting because early in my career, my first round as a coach, here I was a young coach trying to coach a Hall of Fame player, you know, and now I get to deal with one at a stage at, you know, what's this year, 30-something for me or whatever. It's been quite a few. So it's great to work with those guys because it's so challenging. They're so smart. They want all the answers. They deserve all the answers. And, you know, to watch a guy, as long as he's been doing it, the way he takes care of himself, how important it is to him, you know, I'll be honest with you, it's a blast right now. We're trying to fit everything together, and we'll do that. But he's a joy to work with every day because he loves ball. You know, that's what he loves doing.
What's it like seeing Demaryius out there? I know you're working him slowly.
Yeah, it was good. He was swimming. You know, he's got a long way to go to catch up mentally. But, boy, I'll be honest, I had no idea he was that big. Remember now, I haven't seen him, you know. So, but he is a big, good-looking guy, and he's got to, you know, do a lot of catch-up work from a mental standpoint. And physically, we're going to bring him along slowly. You know, nice young man, great player, obviously looking forward to getting him going.
Coops, obviously you've taken some work in the classroom with these guys with the new offense. How long does it take to go from the classroom to on the field where you see massive gains?
Well, one of the ways I've set up camp this year that I've never done before, we've actually got 3 meeting times in a day instead of 2. We're meeting in the morning, we're meeting at lunch, we're meeting at night, because I think this team needs we need refreshers on our schemes and those type of things on a consistent basis. So that is a big importance right now. But I think we've done a pretty good job. We just got some issues like, you know, Demaryius. You know, he's, you know, missed a whole offseason, and obviously he's huge in our offense, so we've got to catch him up. But for the most part, everybody's kept up pretty good.
Hey, Gary, was there a moment out there today? Hey, Gary, was there a moment out there today when you're standing out there and you're thinking, boy, I come in here in 1983, I'm kind of a low draft pick, I get to play here, I'm an assistant coach, and today for the first time, I'm the head coach of this team?
You know, two things. The other night I was talking to the players and I was introducing a Greek to the team, which I didn't need to introduce him, but I told him, I said, 33 years ago I flew into what was Stapleton Airport, got in a cab. They didn't pick you up in those days. Took a cab over to 58th Street, and there was a blue barn. That was the Bronco facility. And I walked in, and Steve Antonopoulos was there, and he's still here. And when I brought him up. And then today, just looking out my window about 9:15, seeing the fans, and, you know, I can't tell you how much it means to me to have this opportunity to be back. Just very special.
Gary, you coached Andre Johnson in his prime. What similarities do you see between Andre and Demaryius?
Size, number one. That's the first thing that jumps at you. Those guys with that type of size are hard to bump. Workers, you know, I know DT's a worker. Tyke's whole group. Tyke does a great job with him. But those are the two things. You know, I think I'll learn more about him as we go. But when you're able to run with that type of size outside, it's very difficult for people to get their hands on you.
Gary, what will you do in the afternoon practices?
Just walk through. We'll be very precise in what we're walking through. We won't just walk through the walkthrough. We'll walk through various situations, scheme, those type of things. We'll always split up. We'll do a lot of two-field work so that all the players are getting reps. You know, that's kind of the, continuation and bringing these young players along, but that'll be our routine.
Is there a timetable for when you plan to reintegrate Antonio and the drills?
You know what? Actually, I'll get this question. He's got a funeral tomorrow, which I've known about for, so he will miss tomorrow. We'll be right back on Sunday. But I think we're probably looking at maybe 4 days to a week before, but then it'll be a process as we work through. I know he knows our defense, you know, all those type of things, but I'm just concerned about the total conditioning part, so we'll be smart. I'll listen to Luke and Greek.
Gary, if I saw Brylo, what is his biggest thing that he has to learn going forward? Is there something, or is it?
Well, I think that's his strength. I think he's very bright, you know, so I think football, scheme, all those things. I made the comment he'll be a quick study as a pro, and he is. He's going to be fine there. I think it's going to be about technique, you know, playing with an anchor, doing those type of things that he's got to get better at. But he'll go against two of the best every day in practice, so that gives him a chance to get there real fast.
Gary, personally, do you have to kind of hold yourself back a little bit during training camp, not too many hours, not working too hard, not staying here all night? Do you have to watch yourself a little bit?
Oh, I'm fine, you know. I got enough people keeping an eye on me. My wife called and said, put your sunscreen on. You know, so she's worried about me. So I'll be okay. Now we're going to work, and we're going to work efficiently and get our job done and get ready to go.
Do you have a timetable as far as DT goes, as far as getting him fully?
I think you'll see him do a little bit more each day. He went in like the first 20 minutes of practice a day, then he worked with Luke. When he's not working, I want him watching, you know, so I don't want him over in the weight room. I want him watching what's going on. So probably see a little bit each day.
Gary, with Brandon and Danny, they were coming out there.
Yeah. Yeah, they went about the first 40 minutes of practice. You know, we got some work with them last week, so we feel good about where they're heading. We feel good about them as players, so we're going to be smart in the approach. But I'll tell you what, the group has really gotten better. You know, when Danny and Brandon miss all that time in the offseason, that group is a really solid, deep group. So there's time for them to catch up, but they're both doing good physically. They're both about the same. You know, about where they're at percentage-wise, they're about the same. Well, I think all of them, you know. I'd hate to pinpoint one, you know. Davis has done some great stuff, you know. I mean, you know, we bring Walker in here, the young kid from Nebraska, Zaire's done. But it's a good group. They can all run. They're all going to be very good special teams players. We'll see. You know, they're all repping, so we'll see.
So how close do you think Marshall and Danny are for going
forward? You know, I don't know. I think they're right where we thought they'd be, maybe even a little bit ahead. So, you know, I'll just keep you up to date.